listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
You are the light.
Welcome today to Lifeline, brought to you by Bob Allen Ministries.
When the storms within us rage,
you are the light.
You're the master of the waves. You are the lifeline, the mighty God who saves.
Here's your host, Bob Allen.
Good Saturday morning to you. May God bless you this particular day. May He speak to you. May He forgive you every single thing you've ever thought, said, or done from this second past, and just fill you with His Spirit so that you become joyful and peaceful and calm, under control, self-control. Bless you. Hey, this is Landon for Lifeline Radio Ministry. Good morning. Wake up, join in, listen, call somebody right now. I don't care where they are. I don't care what country, what continent, doesn't matter. We got all that stuff where you can connect with everybody worldwide now, the globe. So call somebody. Say, listen, man, tune in, because here's Landon's claim. He says that this morning is going to be a brand new day for you. This is the first day. I don't care if you're a sinner. I don't care if you're a drug dealer. I don't care if you're a saint. I don't care if you're a pastor. I don't care if you're someone that just backslid yesterday or backslid 10 years ago. It doesn't matter what walk of life you are with God, or if you've had none. If you're an atheist, if you're full of demons, it does not matter. I'm giving you this morning Jesus Christ as His representative. Christ Jesus is offering you right now a brand new day and a brand new you. This is your chance, man. Especially for some of you, you've been waiting, man, tomorrow I'm going to. This is it. Smell the coffee. Wake up. Turn off the stupid things in your head going, this ain't it, man. It's just another day. It's another radio preacher. No, it's not. This is your day to start a brand new you, because this is what I'm going to do for you this morning. Jesus gives me the authority to show you in Scripture what He'll do for you. Now, this is what I'm going to show you in Scripture. First thing we're going to do is we're going to secure your salvation. Whether you decided to come to Christ a minute ago or 10 years ago, 20 years ago, it doesn't matter. If you're not sure, if you've been teeter-tottering, you're on the fence, your faith has grown cold, the Spirit's not talking to you, you're not moving, your prayers aren't getting answered, the things you think should happen if you're a really tight person with God are not happening. So apparently, you're not that tight with Him. So today's the day. And like I said, I don't care if you're full of demons. It don't matter what walk of life you're at. This is for every single person. I'm going to help you secure your salvation, for one. The second thing we're going to do, we're going to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. So we're going to secure our salvation. Then we're going to cleanse ourselves from all unrighteousness. Woohoo! That's a good thing, buddy. Now you're just as clean as a newborn baby, ready to receive anything from God. There's nothing stopping you from receiving Him. Your receiver's clean when that happens. The third thing we're going to do is build ourselves up in faith. So we're going to get our salvation secured, cleansed from all unrighteousness. Then we're going to build ourselves up in faith. Then we're going to bring life. Because now that you build yourself up in faith, the Holy Spirit from Jesus Christ, whom you're going to accept this morning, is going to bring life to you and those around you. So you'll be a minister unto yourself and others by the Spirit of God. You ready? Listen, I'm going to give you a few call letters real quick and some phone numbers, because some people might not catch what I say. Some might need to call up here for prayer. Some might need to confess something. I don't know. Whatever. If the Spirit moves on you to call this station for whatever reason, don't be afraid. You always listen to the voice of the Spirit. 221-1100 is the local number. 221-1100 is the local number. Out of town, 888-221-8990. Out of town, 888-221-8990. As I told you, call somebody, WCNO.com. I don't care where they are. You got the whole globe available. Tell them, listen, man, we're going to secure our salvation. We're going to get forgiven from everything we've ever done, thought, or said. We're going to build ourselves up in faith this morning. And we're going to give life to ourselves and others by the Spirit. That's the four things you're going to learn this morning real quick. This is an entire teaching. It took people 10 years to get this stuff. I'm going to give it to you in 20 minutes. You ready? It's very easy. So call somebody. Tell them, go online, WCNO.com, click live broadcast, and let's get this teaching right now. If you miss us, do the same thing. Click on demand. Calendar pops up. Pick the date. It's easy. Pick 8:30 a.m. Saturday morning. The program's called Lifeline. You can't go wrong. All right? All right. Thank you so much. I also want you to sow to this ministry. Listen, if you want to sow to this ministry, we sure would appreciate it. It's Lifeline, Box 1603, Jensen Beach, 34958. This is a brand new day now. This is a brand new you we're talking about. It's this. The reason I'm harping on this, the next second, The next second, the choice and the decision you're going to make to either harden your heart or to totally open up and get real with God this morning is a big deal. This could be a game changer, a life changer for you, especially if you're in the midst of something horrific, something tremendous, whether it be health, whether it be divorce, whether it be finance, whether it be emotional, whether it be mental. This is a game-changing day for you. Do not miss this opportunity. Here's the four things we're going to learn again. You probably want to take notes on this one. You're going to want to go over these to secure your salvation real solid in your mind and get a grip on the scriptures we go over. We're going to secure your salvation, number one, I said. We're going to free you from all unrighteousness. You're going to be cleansed from all unrighteousness. You're going to build yourself up in faith, and then you're going to bring life to yourself and others. Salvation secured, number one, I promise you. Let's do it. Let's look at it in scripture. Go to Romans 10. Go to Romans 10. We're going to do the whole thing. You're going to start with God, and you're going to end filled with the Spirit, just like someone that's been walking with him 40 years. This is a golden opportunity, man. Call anybody that needs this. Say, get on now. WCNO.com. Click live broadcast. You got to get these scriptures. You got to understand how God works. This is critical for you this morning. Romans 10, 8, 9. The word is nigh thee. So you can't deny it. If you're listening to this program, I am preaching out of the Bible. The word is very near you. So let's go ahead and prick some hearts with this. The word is nigh thee, in thy mouth and in thy heart. It's in my mouth and in my heart, and I'm giving it to you. And here's what's going to happen. I'm going to tell you what to expect. The Holy Spirit's going to come up within you. He wants you to get saved. He wants you to come to the knowledge of him. So he's going to start pricking your mouth and pricking your heart. He's going to start pricking your heart and making your mouth want to open and say, Lord, I need you. Jesus, I need you. Jesus, please save me. I really do need you. I've been putting you off for years. I don't know why. Hey, I'm an idiot, Lord, or whatever you have to do to make yourself feel justified before God, you call upon his name. Say, Jesus, I do need you. He is right. I've been wanting to do this for so long. Now, everything within you is going to want to keep your mouth shut. The flesh don't want you to say anything. So it's up to you to be bold, put on the armor, and be a bad mamma jamma with big muscles this morning and pop that mouth open and say, Jesus, I do need you. Flesh, shut up. I'm not going to listen to you. I'm going to accept Christ this morning. Romans 10, 8, 9 says the word is near you. It's right there in your mouth. It's right there in your heart. And then he says, that is, in case you don't know what I'm talking about, he says, that is the word of faith which we preach. Wait, what word? The word of faith? The word of faith? So if I speak this, then that means I have faith because I'm going to put evidence and concrete foundation in something I can't see with my natural eyes. That's what having faith is. Faith is the substance of those things hoped for. That means what you're hoping for and can't see actually has substance. How's that? It's the evidence of what you can't see. It says substance of things hoped for, evidence of what's not seen. So there are substance and evidence in things you don't know about because you haven't learned to open your spiritual eyes. You only see with your natural eyes. The natural man can only see with natural eyes. The spiritual man has two sets of eyes, natural eyes and spiritual eyes. I'm trying to awaken and open your spiritual eyes this morning. You ready? The word is near you in your mouth. What word? That is the word of faith. Because when you say what I'm about to tell you, it is faith. It's going to be a word of faith to you that if you'll confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus Christ, and if you'll believe in your heart God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. Please look at that scripture. Write it down right now. Romans 10, 8 and 9. You have to look at that this week and take the scripture. Let the scripture work through you. When your eyes behold the word of God, don't take my word for it. Please look at it. Please look at it. Here you go. So he says, if you'll confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus Christ. So right now, wherever you are, confess it with your heart. Say, Lord Jesus, I do need you. Lord, please be my Savior. At this very second, this very day, 5-9 of 2015. Is that the right date? Is it the 9th? Just making sure. So I accept Christ right now. This Saturday, I'll start brand new, the day before Mother's Day. What a great gift to your mom. If you sons and daughters are listening to me, you want to give mom something special, give your heart to Jesus. Change your life right now. Let mom get off them old callous knees. Let her stop wearing her knees out praying for your sorry behind. Get up, get on board with Christ, and let's move on. Listen, now check this out. Here's how smart God is. He said, if you'll confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus Christ, you'll be saved. No, that's not what he said. He said, if you'll confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus Christ, comma, and shalt believe in thy heart that God raised him from the dead. Why would he throw that in scripture? Because you can tell me anything. You can give lip service to everybody, your mom, your dad, your cousin, your mother, whoever raised you, can be grandma right there beating you. Boy, you better go down and get saved. Smack you upside the head. Finally, you go down there and get saved. You're just trying to shut them up. Oh, Pastor, I need Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Now you come back and you go, man, I hope they get off on me about this Jesus stuff. You didn't get saved. You went down there and said what you had to say to get mom and grandma and whoever off you when you were 8, 10, 12, whatever. If you're not sure if you're really a Christian, if you're not sure if you really know God, if he don't speak to you, you don't speak to him. You might not have a relationship. You ever thought of that? I'm giving you an opportunity of a lifetime this morning. Jesus, I need you. Jesus, I need you. And then it says, comma, and shall believe in thy heart that God raised him from the dead. Why did he put that in scripture? Because you can say anything, but if you believe in your heart, God's a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. So if you actually say with your mouth, Lord God, I need you. Jesus, I need you to be my Savior this morning. And I believe that God raised you from the dead. I really do. If you actually mean that in your heart, because that's where God looks, you're in. You're in. Your life just changed. It's a game-changing day for you. You are now saved. Salvation has come to you. You are secured by Jesus Christ's bloodline and that cross that you hear us all talk about. God looks down on you now and sees you sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. He says, well, that person said it and meant it with their heart. Saying is one thing, but God knows your heart. No one else does. If you mean it, he's in. He moved in right now. You're as clean as you can be. But hey, hold on. Hold on. We got to do something now. We got to get rid of this garbage. We've been holding on to stuff for a long time. We've been doing stuff for 40 years, 20 years, 10 years, 5 years, wrong things, cussing, smoking, drinking, thinking things, fornicating. That's just what the flesh does. You're no different than anybody else. Everybody, every single person, no exception, that lives in the flesh, thinks bad thoughts, has bad dreams, fornicates, lust, gets given to anger, gets given to malice, gets given to jealousy. It's the nature of the flesh. I don't care what your name is, what your title is, or who you think you are. If you're in the flesh, these characters go with you. You can't get rid of them, but you just did. If you prayed that prayer and said, Jesus, come into my life. Jesus, be Lord of my life today. Start today. And I believe in my heart that God raised you from the dead. And you actually meant that. You are a brand new creature. God has made you over. Here's what happens. Now you go to 1 John 1:9. Write it down. 1 John 1:9. So 1 John chapter 1, verse 8 and 9. First thing he says, we're going to cleanse ourselves. Remember, we just got ourselves secured. We're saved now. We're secured. We're going to heaven. Praise God. Now get all the garbage off of you so you don't have to live like hell in the meantime, okay? Here's what you do. 1 John 1:9. He says, and first, listen, this guy starts like this. This is very bright. He says, if you say you have no sin, you deceive yourself and the truth is not in you. That's a hard statement. That is such a pricking statement. He stabs you in the gut with that statement because if you have sin and you have all this pride and self-righteousness and arrogance in you, that statement's going to make that stuff raise like a demon. Who's he to tell me? Okay, if that's the case, it's all cool, man, but you need a little more help than you think. So here's what you got to do. He says, if you say you got no sin, you're deceiving yourself. Don't deceive yourself. Even if you look so righteous, if everybody looks at you and you know in your mind that from the eyes of the world, I look like a perfect human being, that may be true. But we're talking about the area people don't see. When you're behind closed doors, the thoughts you have when you're all by yourself in your car, the things you say to the people that cut you off in traffic that no one knows because you're in your car by yourself, making sure your phone's off and no one's getting any messages they shouldn't. That kind of stuff. You know who you are. Now listen, get real with yourself. If you say you have no sin, he says you're deceiving yourself. And then he says, the truth's not even in you because of the truth of Jesus Christ. Jesus said, I'm the way, I'm the truth, I'm the life. So if that life, that way, and that truth is in you, then you won't even have those thoughts. As soon as I said that statement, you're like, yeah, man, I got sin. I think bad things all the time. I see a hot chick, I think things. You girls, I see a hot dude at the beach, man, I think, yeah, man, I got, what are you talking about? I'm a flesh person. Okay, good. You're the one I'm talking to. You just accepted Christ. You're not a flesh person no more. Stop saying that and change your ways, change your thinking. Say, I'm a child of God. That's what you got to tell yourself. You got to change and reprogram yourself by the word of God. I'm going to teach you that in a second, but here you go. Here's the next thing he says. He says, if you say you have no sin, you're lying, you're deceiving yourself. So we've already gotten over that. We know we're sinners. We know we think bad things. We know we have bad thoughts about the people we work with and all that stuff. Here you go. If we confess our sins, 1 John 1:9, if you will be bold enough to actually give those sins to Jesus, if you'll confess your sins, he, Jesus Christ, it says, is faithful and just to forgive your sins and cleanse you from all unrighteousness. Wow. That's a heck of a deal. If I'll confess my sins, he's faithful. So no matter what I've done, he's faithful. He said, if you'll confess them, I'm faithful, man. Confess them. Give them to me. Jesus said, if you'll give them to me, I give you my word, I will be faithful and I'll be just. How can I be just? Because he is the King, Lord, and ruler over all things concerning heaven, earth, and under the earth. You got that? He rules and reigns all things. Christ was there from the beginning. Go back to Genesis. You'll see it yourself. Here's the deal. He's got dominion, power, and authority over all dominions, all principalities, all powers, all authorities, all spirits. He's the King and Lord of all that you see and all that you don't see. So he says, look, I'm God of what's in heaven. I'm God of what's in earth, and I'm God of what's under the earth. So if you'll confess your sins to me, I am faithful, Jesus says. And I'm just. What's that mean? I'm the justifier. I'm the judge. Why? Because I'm Lord over it all. So I am the judge. There is no word above me. There is no higher authority than me. I will judge. I will judge. I will sit at the right hand of the Father, and we will judge all things. So he says, since I'm the judge, I have the power and authority to forgive you all your sins. I'm the judge. So listen to this statement again now. He says, if you confess your sins to me, I am faithful and just, I'm the judge, to forgive you all your sins and to cleanse you from all unrighteousness, because I have the power. I'm also the maker. I'm the one that created. I spoke. I said, stars be. There they were. Light be. There it was. Water be divided. It didn't go, I don't want to divide today. I said, water be divided. That junk, that stuff jumped so fast and divided itself. Everything respects me, you know? I'm God, he says. So I'm just, and I'll forgive you every single sin and cleanse you from all unrighteousness. This is a wonderful situation. This is the best day you've ever had in a long time. You just secured your salvation. Now you're sitting there confessing your sins. Lord, I've done this. I'm a fornicator. I'm a nasty person. Lord, I masturbate. I whatever. Give your thing. I smoke. I this. I think bad things. The girl at work, I hate her. Every day I go in my mind, I'd shoot her. I shoot her about 16 times a day. She just don't know it. That guy I work with, he never shuts up. All day long, I cuss him in my mind. He don't know it. That's cool. Give it all to God. Now's your chance. You just got your salvation secured. Now you got the opportunity of a lifetime to get forgiven from every single thing you've said, thought, or done from this second past to your birth. Praise God. Easy stuff. Jesus took it all away. Praise God. You should probably thank him right now. You should say, Lord, this is awesome. I just received you. I just gave you all my garbage and you took it. Man, you're a really good dad. I'm glad I got on board with you. All right, number three. I told you we'd do three things this morning, or four things this morning. We're going to secure your salvation, which we just did. We're going to free you from all unrighteousness and sin, which we just did. So the best thing I can say to you is what Jesus always said to people when he did that. He said, go and sin no more, lest the worst thing come unto you. So my advice to you this morning is go and sin no more. No more, period. Period. Put it behind you. It's done. Every time you start to do a dumb thing or think of a dumb thing, say the name of Jesus. Trust me, there's power in the name of Jesus. Matter of fact, if you get a chance, Google that song. There's a song. I forget how it goes or what the words are, but it says that. It says, there's power in the name of Jesus. Awesome song. I think it's called Break Every Chain or something. Check it out, man. That thing will really power you. All right. So number three, we did the secure you in salvation. We freed you from all unrighteousness and sin and fornication, all the junk you've been carrying around all these years. You're absolutely free. You probably weigh 10,000 pounds less this morning. Now, we're going to build you up in faith. Check this out. It's book after book and series after series, and people study it for years and lifetimes and 20 years and centuries trying to get faith. I'm going to give you the easiest thing in the world. The Bible says this one thing, and this is one of the most profound statements. If you cleave to this one statement in Scripture and work it, it'll take you into other Scriptures. It'll change your life. You mean the most powerful faith walker on the planet. Romans 10:17, he says, so then, what do you mean by so then? So then now that you've secured your salvation in Jesus, so then now that you've given him all your sins and you've actually worked 1 John 1:9, you've confessed everything to him and got it off of you, so you're a clean vessel, a totally clean, beautiful plate, ready to be filled with beautiful things now. Your plate is clean. He can put good food on your table now. The plate's clean. He says, so then, faith, because now you got to have faith. You'll never make it as a Christian with no faith. He says, so then faith, the thing everyone desires, cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Romans 10:17 says exactly these words. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing comes by the word of God. That's pretty simple. I don't think I should even break that down, but real quick, I'm going to say it backwards. The word of God teaches you how to hear, and once you learn to hear, you'll have faith. Here's how this works. I'm going to explain this real quick. I got to move on. By the way, you can call here. You know, no one's called, but it's cool. 221-1100, 221-1100. You could call and give a testimony. Say, man, I actually accepted Christ this morning, Landon. And I did 1 John 1:9, and I confessed all my sins. I feel 10,000 pounds lighter, I'm telling you. Good. 221-1100. 888-221-8990. So then faith, it comes to you by hearing. Hearing comes by the word of God. Here's what happens. You get in your word of God. You're going to be surprised. You start studying that word with a hungry heart. Next thing you know, God speaks to you. He says, hey, man, put down the cigars. Stop them. I'm coming soon. Stop smoking cigars. I'm coming soon. I love you. And you're like, whoa, who said that? And you're like, man, I'm tripping. And then you think for a minute, and then your logical mind kicks in, which oftentimes works good with the spirit. Now, don't just knock that logical mind. It can be trickery and it can be good. If you have enough word in you, it's a very good thing. It'll coincide with your spirit. So the logical mind comes upon you and says, hey, man, that's got to be God. Because the devil, who walks around like a roaring lion seeking whom he may destroy, well, if he's trying to kill me, he's not going to tell me, hey, quit smoking cigars. Jesus is coming soon. Quit smoking cigars. I love you. The devil's not going to tell you he loves you. He's not going to tell you to quit hurting yourself. So you're like, oh, my gosh, God actually spoke to me. He loves me, and he's trying to help me with simple things. He told me to stop this. I love it. You'll never touch another one. You'll be so excited you heard from God. You won't know what to do. Your faith came. You know what happens then? Your faith gets built so strong because you've gotten the word, you've gotten the word, you've gotten the word, you've gotten the word. You heard from God for the first time ever. You know what that did to you? Bam, here comes faith. You had a little bit of faith. You got faith like Popeye now. You're a bad mama jamma with faith. So we secured your salvation. We got you free from all unrighteousness, and now you heard the best faith builder in the whole Bible. So then faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. Good morning, WCNO Lifeline.
Yes, good morning. I'm listening to your radio right now, and I've done everything you said do, and I'm going to be a new person today, and no more, the old man is going to die.
That is awesome. Listen, you guys hear that, man? Woo! Listen, let me tell you what happens according to Scripture now. It says the angels in heaven rejoice. Jesus left the 99 and went after that one sheep. Do you know how precious this is right now?
Yes.
Praise God for you. What is your first name?
Cassandra.
Cassandra, I just want to pray for you real quick, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Listen, you've made this whole thing complete. Thank you for listening to the Holy Ghost. Let me tell you folks what happened before we pray for her. I taught the message as God brought it. He actually let it come to pass. He let Cassandra's heart get pricked. The word was near her, the word of faith. She confessed. Then she gave all of her sins away. She got 10,000 pounds of burdens off her back. Right, girl?
Amen.
I mean, it's a whole different feeling. So now she's going to get in the word, get built up on faith. God's letting it actually work through someone so y'all could hear on the radio that it's real and people are real and it really works.
Yes, amen.
So let's just go ahead and pray for her. The Father God, we thank you this morning for Cassandra. Every child is precious regardless of what the name is. In this case, it is Cassandra. We praise you for her calling here. We praise you for her asking for you to guide her this morning. She's now secured her salvation. She's free from all unrighteousness. She will get in her word and build herself up on faith, and she'll learn to listen to the voice of the Spirit so that the Spirit can give her the word and truth in life,
amen.
And she can give it to others and help them become a truth and a life in Christ Jesus. Thank you, Father, for this particular day. You're a wonderful Father. God, and we are so excited for that gift of salvation. Lord, praise your holy name forevermore. Fill us.
Jesus.
Cassandra.
Amen.
Do you want to be filled with the Holy Spirit?
Yes, I do.
That's it. Say it right now. Say, Lord, fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Lord, fill me with your Holy Spirit.
That's it. That's it. Because remember, he said, if you'll confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus Christ and believe in your heart. So you had to confess you want to be filled. God heard that.
Yes.
The Lord, thank you, Lord. Fill Cassandra with your Holy Spirit that she becomes so tight and so intertwined with him as her best friend, as her teacher, as her preacher, as her mentor, as her guide, that the guide from inside, that the inner man began to really rise up in her and speak to her and guide her and give her that wisdom that Solomon had from your Scripture and from your Spirit. We thank you this day, Cassandra. You will never be the same. In the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you, Father God. Amen. Cassandra, girl, it's a new day for you. Listen, you got to stay in. You got to stay in your word, though, because if you have the Spirit without word, you'll get real flaky and you'll get real weird. You got to have the word to keep you grounded. You have to stay grounded in Christ so the Spirit flows properly through you, okay?
Amen. Okay.
All right, love you. Listen,
hit
me up on the Gmail, man. TryLifeline@gmail.com.
Okay.
TryLifeline@gmail.com so I can help you. All right, thank you, girl.
Okay.
God bless you. Bye-bye. So you got that. That was so easy, folks. See how easy it is? But she did it. She secured her salvation. She got cleansed from all unrighteousness. She felt like a brand new woman ready to dance a jig. And then she got faith. She said, man, that's a profound scripture, Landon. So then faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. So if I read this word of God, I'll begin to hear from God. And the first time I ever hear from God, I'll have faith like a mountain-moving man. I had weak faith before because I only read scripture. Nothing ever happened. That's hard to build your faith up when you read scripture. Nothing ever happens. But if you read the scripture, it says, look, man. He says, Paul says, so then, once you secure your salvation, once you're free from all sin, so then, faith, the thing you want, cometh by hearing. And you can only begin to hear by the word of God. That's what he says. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. Get in there. Bake in that word. If you need scripture, just hit us up, trylifeline@gmail.com. I'll guide you into all the scriptures where to go. Let me give you a couple real powerful ones now, because I promised you that we would show you how to give life to yourself and others through the Spirit, through the Holy Ghost. Real quick, I got 5 minutes left, so I got to roll. But if you need to call, don't worry, man. I'd rather minister to you. I'm here for you. I can preach to the mirror. I can preach to other people. I can preach anytime. But to save a soul, to give you Jesus and the gift of salvation, and then to hear you look to heaven and go, Father, fill me with your Spirit, man, there's nothing I'd rather do. It pleases Father God. It pleases me to please him. All right. So we did all that. Now let's learn to live in the Spirit. John 6:63 puts it real clear. He says, look, it's the Spirit that quickeneth. The flesh don't profit you one thing. So the words that I speak to your spirit and life. This is Jesus speaking. He says, it's the spirit that quickeneth. The word quickeneth in the Greek means brings life to your mortal body. The spirit brings life to your mortal body. The spirit brings life to your mortal body. Going to church brings life to your mortal body. No. Putting money in the plate brings life to your mortal body. No. Unless those things are motivated, they're moved by the spirit. But he's saying the spirit, because too many of us are playing church, but we've never got alone outside of church where people see us. We don't care what we look like. We get in our prayer closet and we go, Lord, I'm not moving until you fill me with your spirit. I'm not moving until I know that I'm not only sealed for the day of promise when you come back for your church. I'm not just sealed for then, but I actually have the spirit living inside me, dwelling in me. That's what I want, Lord. Now he says, it's the spirit that gives life to your mortal body. You'll now have life to all your flesh. So John 6:63, it's the spirit that gives life to your mortal body. The words I speak to you are spirit and life. The words I speak to you are spirit and life. I'll say that again. What I'm teaching you this morning is spirit, is life. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. Get in your word of God, because the word of God is spirit, is life. Jesus said this. He said, look, I'll pray the Father for you. He's about to leave. So he's speaking in future tense, because in about 3 or 4 days, he's leaving. He's going to the cross. He's dying. He's conquering death, hell, and the grave. And he knows it. So he's talking to his disciples. He says, look, here's what I'm going to do for you, man. I'm going to pray the Father for you. He's going to give you another comforter, and that comforter is going to abide with you forever. His name is the Spirit of Truth, which if you think about it, it is the Spirit of Jesus Christ. Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. So the Spirit of Truth, the Spirit of Christ. He says, listen, the world can't see him because it's looking with natural eyes, but you can see him because I'm going to put him in you, and you'll know him, and he'll dwell in you, and he'll be with you. He says, but let me tell you about this comforter. His name is the Holy Ghost. This is John 14:26. Please look this stuff up. John 14:16 and 14:26 of John. He says, his name, this comforter, his name is the Holy Ghost. And the Father's going to send him in my name. So just keep your relationship tight with me, Jesus. And I'll make sure you get this Holy Ghost, the comforter, and he'll be with you. He says, look, he'll come in my name. He'll teach you every single thing you ever want to know. And he'll bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I teach you by scripture. And then Paul says this. He says, let me tell you something, folks. Let me sum it up for you here. In Romans 8:14, he says, for as many people that are led by the Spirit of God, for as many people that are led by the Comforter, for as many people that are led by the Holy Ghost, they are the sons and the daughters of God. They're the ones that have the intimate relationship day in and day out. You're the son and daughter of your mom and dad. You live with them. You have an intimate relationship with them day in and day out. You can only do that today by the Holy Ghost. God is in heaven. Jesus rose from the grave, came back and proved himself to over 500, made a couple of appearances so we wouldn't doubt at all. So we'd see him. We'd see the nail prints. We'd know this is real stuff. It's historically recorded in Josephus's writings even. I mean, it's as real as it gets. Now he rose to the right hand of the Father. So today we have God in heaven and Jesus on the right hand, which is the hand of power. So all power and authority has been given him, and he can dole it out as he wishes, and he does that through the Holy Ghost or the Holy Spirit. The Bible calls it the Spirit of Truth, calls him the Comforter. So if you guys will get on board, man, faith comes by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. Get in your Word of God. Get to hear the voice of the Spirit. Start to exercise the voice of the Spirit. As you begin to work and get a relationship intimately with the Spirit, you would be surprised. Your whole life will change dramatically. So you got that this morning. We secured your salvation, freed you from all unrighteousness. You got built up in your most holy faith, Romans 10:17. And then now you're going to be useful by the Spirit to others. Here's the deal. It's not too late to call. 221-1100, 888-221-8990. I need you to sow to this ministry. I want you to sow to this ministry. I'm requesting that you let God prick your heart. You pray about it. I want to see people sowing into this ministry and touching lives. Please sow to this ministry. P.O. Box 1603, P.O. Box 1603, Jensen Beach 34958. Sow to our ministry. It's Lifeline, P.O. Box 1603, Jensen Beach 34958. We want to counsel you. It's free counseling. Dr. Bob is brilliant. He's retired and sitting home to counsel you all day. Email him at trylifeline@gmail.com. trylifeline@gmail.com. I love you. This is Landon signing off for Lifeline Ministry.
You've been listening to Lifeline with your host, Bob Allen, a broadcast ministry brought to you by your generous gifts of support. To support this ministry, please send your gifts to Lifeline, P.O. Box 1603, Jensen Beach, Florida, 34958. To contact Dr. Allen, the email address is trylifeline@gmail.com. Thank you for listening, and join us next week at the same time for Lifeline.